This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are appreciated. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And without any further delay, I just want to let everyone know this is a really, really special episode of Senior Care Live. I have been looking forward to this for a long time. Today, we are going to recognize and celebrate the 50th anniversary of Mr. Remodeler. Yeah! Keith, man, you got a lot of rowdies out there cheering.
I tell you what, I guess I do.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, they're still celebrating.
Yeah, they don't know when to stop.
No. But anyway, I just want to shake your hand. 50 years.
That's right. I
business.
Started it when I was 4 years old. Just kidding. My father obviously started it.
Well, so how many people, seriously, how many businesses can say they have been in business and growing and doing a great job consistently for 50, or just even still in existence for 50 years?
That's, yeah, I tell you, it's a statement, you know, and very humble beginnings.
So let's share that story. How did everything begin?
Well, it was right around this time of year, and my father was subcontracting for Montgomery Wards.
Yeah,
who used to do construction or remodeling.
Yeah,
and
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
Back in the '60s.
Wow.
And the salesman he worked with, he walked in to get his next job, and he said, "You know, I think I'm going to take a month off. Why don't you come back in January?" And my father's like, "I can't take a month off. I've got a 4-year-old and rent payment due." And
that 4-year-old is you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a wife.
Yeah.
You know, and so he went off on his own. You know, no real business plan, not much of a plan.
He just said, I just can't sit around for a month not making money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we were They were renting a house over on over in town. I don't know. One of my favorite stories, it's actually on the website, was the first car they paid $50 for, and he had to borrow that. And it had manual wipers. And by when I say manual wipers, my mom had to lean under the dash and work these levers that would work the windshield wipers.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Wow.
So
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So she could reach under the dash and manually go wipe. And get the wipers going. Oh, my goodness. That is humble beginning.
Yeah,
right?
Very humble beginning. There were times he'd take the bus to the job sites. This is before he was working on his own. This is when he was working for somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd carry his toolbox on his shoulder and take the bus to the job site. So, yeah, it's quite a testament to him. You know, what he built and over the years, you know, and I grew up in it.
Sure.
And you've seen the hours and the hard work that he put into it and, you know, and all the recessions and booms and busts and everything else in the last 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
So it's something I was always real proud of him for.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So from very humble beginnings and really just out of necessity, he's like the salesman. He's like, you can't take a month off because, I mean, I still need to work.
Right.
I have a family. I have a 4-year-old child. And the guy's like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm taking a month off. And your dad's like, okay, well, I'll just go do my own thing here.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is obviously worked out. Mr. Remodeler's been in business for 50 years. Just one of the many reasons that I recommend to all of my listeners and all of my clients to contact Mr. Remodeler. Look, you're not in business for 50 years if you do poor work. I'll tell you that. They do great work, great guys, great organization. Let me give you a couple of contact numbers here. 913-362-7166. 816-453-3049 or online at mrremodeler.com. And Keith, 50 years is a big deal, so I brought the champagne.
I see.
I've been looking forward to this for a long time. So hold on here. All right, so I got you a gift.
Oh.
So
I wasn't expecting that.
You'll have to I didn't wrap it up all pretty, but
that's fine.
You might like turn it over and just have it fall out.
Okay,
that might be the easier. I already peeked just
is
to
it
make
a puppy?
Sure. No, no. Although I got three of them at home. Oh, the guys are back cheering.
Oh, there they go. Rowdy bunch.
It is a rowdy bunch.
Oh, what's this? Trying to get the box open. Nothing like dead air on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, that's something else, Steve. That's real nice.
So this is kind of hard to get out.
Right. Maybe here. You should leave them in there.
Oh, no. You have to use this.
Oh, okay.
That's just to hold them in place.
Oh,
these
look
are
at that.
Waterford Crystal champagne flutes.
Oh, man.
You don't mess around for a 50th anniversary.
I guess
so if
not.
You pull out of the bottom... just pull up on this and then out, I think.
Out.
That's it. There we go. Yep.
Wow.
And they just kind of hold it together there. And
that's something else.
And we'll have to get some pictures of you with that. Mark is totally missing the boat, by the way.
I know.
So, hey, Mark, brother, we wish you were here, but we understand you can't be here today, but you're missing the champagne, so there. So, but these are, they're the thing. I'll tell you, I bought a set of these for my wife and I.
Uh-huh.
Several years ago, and we break them out on our anniversary to toast a little champagne, and then on New Year's Eve. And so I thought, man, I want to do something like that. Except I have to tell you, so the Waterford series for my wife and I is Love and Romance, and
okay.
I love you, but there will be no romance. So I got you the celebration edition of the Waterford here. So
very nice. Thank you very much, Steve.
You bet. And then Darren and I, we have the kind of the overgrown shot glasses for us to drink out of. So, all right. So let me. I've never done this on radio before. Darren, is this allowed? Can we actually have a little champagne on air?
didn't see anything.
You saw nothing. Okay. All right. So Darren saw nothing. So, all right. So, oh, boy. I hope there's not a mess here. All right. I'm going to pop the top and...
There we go.
There we go. And it didn't fly everywhere. All right. So, Keith, we're going to get you fixed up here.
That's good.
There we go. Let's get some for Darren here. Mark, we'll drink one in your honor here. All right. So we're pouring the champagne. And Darren, let me get you hooked up here.
Thank you.
There we go. Yep. Darren's like, thank you. No, I didn't see anything, though. All right. And then we will, I just want to toast to 50 years. That's such a big deal. All right. So we're going to give it a toast to 50 years and congratulations and hopefully 50 more.
God willing. Thank you.
There we go. You're welcome. Darren, cheers.
Nice.
All right. Nothing like drinking bubbly on the air at 11 in the morning. Hey, yeah. No problem. We may have to Uber home.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Funny.
So 50 years, holy cow. How do you, what's the secret?
Oh, a lot of luck.
Yeah.
A lot of prayers, a lot of luck.
And just determination, because you mentioned in the booms, but boom is fun. Your biggest problem is keeping up with all the work. And a bust is, where is all the work? I mean, that's no joke. That is tough.
Well, he opened the office we still have in the, it was early 80s. I can't remember exactly when, what year it was. It was somewhere between my junior and senior year. And we were knocking on doors because the recession hit at that point. And he had me and a friend of mine knocking on doors trying to drum up work.
Okay.
You know, so it's just, a lot of it's just determination.
And hard work and rolling up your sleeves and just getting after it, doing something about it. Not whining that the phone isn't ringing. Let's go make the phone ring and let's make something happen here.
Yep.
That's the difference between people who are determined and getting after it and are successful or not.
Yeah, that's true.
So there are no shortcuts. It's all hard work, dedication, determination, and loving what you do. And we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Mr. Remodeler with the owner, Mr. Keith Blay. It's just a great, great day. And we'll have more right after the break. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. This is a softball question, right? This is an easy one. How many years has Mr. Remodeler been in business? A, 10 years. B, 20 years. C, 30 years. D, 40 years. And E, 50 years. The answer right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super simple. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on that Listen Live button or the big microphone right there on the homepage. Give it a few seconds to connect, and you are in. It'll start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have, and it really is that simple. All right, back to the easiest Senior Care Live question of the week that we've ever done. Well, if you've listened, it's easy. Okay, so Mr. Remodeler has been in business for how many years? A, 10 years, B, 20 years, C, 30 years, D, 40 years, or E, 50 years? And the answer is...
Two. No, 50 years.
Two. Eve, 50 years. Today we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Mr. Remodeler. And we're breaking out a little bubbly. So it's just, you got to do it. So if you want to reach out to our friends at Mr. Remodeler, it's let me give you a couple of phone numbers here. And they can do any work that you need, literally from your basement to the shingles on your roof. We usually focus here on aging in place projects, and we'll talk about that here in just a second. But if you want to reach out to our friends, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. Online at MrRemodeler.com. That's MRRemodeler.com. You can also follow them on their Facebook page. All of these online avenues are great. And just search Mr. Remodeler on Facebook, and you can find that pretty easily. So, all right, Keith, I think your glass is empty.
Oh, no.
All right. So we can't have that. So let's pour a little more of the bubbly deliciousness. There we go. Now, I'm not trying to get you drunk or anything.
I was going
to
say.
Darren, do you need any more? Are you doing okay?
I'll take one more shot.
Okay. All right. Darren sees nothing and wants one more shot. So let's... okay. So there we are. There we go. Right. Going to refill mine just a little bit here. And boy, Mark, not to rub it in, but you're kind of missing it. Okay. So
yeah, a little bit. More for us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. So, all right. So, our champagne is refilled, and we're stoked up and ready to go for the second segment here.
Well, one thing, you know, I really didn't make a big enough deal out of is the team we have at Mr. Remodeler.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, you don't make it 50 years without having a you know, a team of dedicated, knowledgeable people, you know, and we really, we're lucky that we've always had, you know, the guys in the field, the technicians, you know, they're, like I've said before, they have, you know, fan clubs practically.
Yeah.
You know, there are people that wait 3 months so that, you know, James can do their work.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that's always done their work or, you know, so it's.
That's amazing, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. It's really a statement to the people we have. You know, and we've got guys that have been, like James has been there over 26 years.
Wow.
Ron's been there almost as long. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, we don't really have a lot of turnover. That, and we've had, you think, five people leave, start their own companies,
okay,
and become quite successful in their own right.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, and I, you know, I think that's great. I don't take, you know, that's a testament to, again, my father and the company he built and how well he trained people.
Well, that says a lot about you. It's kind of like, I've ran a lot of businesses before, and I've had a lot of people on the team that were so good. I hired the best. Mm-hmm. They were so good that they got promoted into a regional or a national level. And I always took pride in that because, I also think there was a little bit of I had a little bit to do with that.
Right.
But it was mostly them, but I just surrounded myself with the best people.
Yeah. Most of my adult life, I've said if I'm the smartest person in the room, I got to find a different room.
I've heard you say that before.
Or put different people in this one, you know, because we're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And you're right. You know, you hire people that know more than you, and you know, everybody rises together.
And absolutely, there's no doubt about that. And another example is Coach Andy Reid with the Kansas City Chiefs. And his coaching tree is huge. And he's brought in great people and helped develop them. And then they've gone off to be head coaches somewhere else. And then he usually beats them like he did last weekend.
Right.
We kind of whooped up on the Bears. But
yeah,
anyway,
bit.
that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah. You know, I think that's what you have to look at it. That way you're constantly trying to make people better.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just trying to build your own little empire with a bunch of yes men, that's not going to work.
No, never.
You know, it's hard enough when you got smart people and, you know, everybody's more or less on the same page.
Yeah. And then the other thing that you do that I'm just impressed, after 50 years in business, you don't claim to have it totally down. You're always you really have it down. You do a great job. But you want you want feedback from the customers, and you want to know, where can we improve? How can we get better? Tell us that, because we want to know that. And you send out a survey, and it's great feedback. You're constantly, after 50 years, still trying to improve and get better.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, everything changes. Expectations change. The market's changed drastically since the bubble burst in 08.
Yeah.
You know, even with the economy going well, there's still huge challenges to managing the costs of your business, your timelines, expectations. You know, the communication, the expectation from a customer standpoint of communication is very different now than it was even 10 years ago. You know, everything's instant now.
Yeah.
You know, and so, one of the biggest challenges in having a company as old as this one is we've been doing it the same way forever.
Yeah.
You know, in a lot of ways. And so you got to bring in new ideas. You got to adapt to, you know, the new technologies. And, you know, sometimes that's a little difficult to do. And you don't recognize it until you're already past it.
I call that teaching an old dog new tricks.
Right, absolutely. You
know. And sometimes that's a little bit difficult, but and I'm kind of an old dog. So.
Right, me too.
And every time I see something that I need to do, and I'm like, oh man, but I've always done it this way. Right. I just take a big breath and I jump in. And after I master the new way to do something, I'm always extremely happy I did that.
Yeah. But, well, and you gotta, you know, you've gotta change based on what you're working with. You know, it used to be, you know, in 2003, we ramped up to 19 carpenters at one point over about 6 months because we were really busy.
Yep.
I've been looking for a good carpenter for a few years now.
Well, the demand is such that they're really, really just great people are just really hard to find right now.
Yeah. And the ones you do find tend to be older.
Yeah.
So that's,
with a lot of experience.
It takes a lot of experience, but then it takes a little longer to get things done.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, yeah.
Bad knees, bad back.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know? Might take a week longer.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that, but that's all right. So, I would just encourage our listeners to reach out to our good friends at, I call them the good guys at Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. Online at Mr. Remodeler. That's mrremodeler.com. And they will take care of you. They'll do a great job for you. And you will love working with the good guys from Mr. Remodeler. Keith, again, happy anniversary. Congratulations. 50 years. It's a big deal.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mark, we missed you. We'll see you next time. For our listeners, we'll have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with someone else, or maybe you just want to go back and listen again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com. You click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. They're in chronological order, and just click on the one that you want. And again, give it a few seconds to connect, and you are in. Lots and lots of people listen to the podcast after the fact, and you can subscribe to that as well. Also, you can find us on radio.com, and you can download the app to your phone, your mobile device. You could also put it on your computer as well, and you can find us on radio.com under Talk 980. AM. How about that? All right. So just wanted to reiterate, I've talked about this before, and just want to jump in here and reiterate And this is the time of year where I always get a little bit nervous because I just know what's getting ready to happen here. So everyone is in holiday mode, as we all should be, no doubt about it. But we're also very, very close to crunch time. Well, what do you mean by that, Steve? I already did my crunch time. I got all of my shopping done just in time for Christmas. No, it's a different kind of crunch time. I've talked about it before. And it's the story of the peak demand. So the peak demand for all senior care communities, all levels of senior care, is January and February. We are just ahead of it. It's very, very close. And what I mean by that is there is a cyclical demand each and every single year for these senior care communities. I'm talking about assisted living, memory care, long-term care, or all of the above in a continuing care retirement community. And what happens is families come home for the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and there's this new realization of, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that your mom, dad, grandparent, elderly loved one was not doing so well. You didn't realize that, and we need to start looking for assisted living or a nursing home or memory care, etc. Let's just get through the holidays, and then we'll take a look, and we'll go out, and we'll check out some places, and we'll get that done right after the first of the year. That is a very real phenomenon. It happens every single year. And then the other thing that happens, there is a natural increase in illness. You have the flu, pneumonia, you have falling on ice and breaking hips, and just all heck breaks loose in January and February. So you have a natural increase in illness along with this newly realized pent-up delayed demand. And you put both of those together, and that's when you have the peak demand in January and February. So people who act proactively, we've had a ton of people. We've worked with lots of new clients and new families with senior care consulting. We've been out ahead of this, and we have our name on wait lists already so that my clients can move comfortably after the first of the year. If you put it off much longer, instead of being third or fourth on the waiting list, you might be 15th or 20th on the waiting list, and you just may not be able to move when you want to. All of the best places and the better places are going to fill up. If they're not already full, and a lot of them are, frankly, but if they're not already full, a lot of them will be full, boom, just instantly. About the 7th to the 10th or so of January, I can literally, I'm tuned into this. Is it, am I, I don't know. Most people probably aren't. This probably sounds kind of weird, but I'm tuned into this. 7th to 10th of the month, right in there, maybe 12th of January, I can feel the ground shaking with literally thousands of people. I'm not exaggerating. Thousands of people flooding the market looking for open beds and available apartments in assisted living, memory care, and at the nursing home level. It is crazy, absolutely crazy. And it happens each and every year. So I just wanted to say, either you, obviously you can do this on your own, or if you need help, you can call my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We offer you a free consultation, and we can talk to you and let you know how we can help you. We can just walk you very comfortably through this search and selection process and get you ahead of this huge, huge demand. We can still do that and get out ahead of that. You can phone us at 913-945-2800 or go online at seniorcareconsulting.com. So I've had a lot of people ask me this. What if you choose a place? You already have a place, but now you're having regrets. You're having some buyer's remorse. You now realize that you didn't make the greatest decision on the place you chose, and now you're interested in moving to another place, or at least doing your research to find out information about other options. Well, what might cause that? This is very common, by the way. We get calls all the time from people who said, hey, you know, I had to make a quick decision. I'm kind of regretting that decision. Not a great place. And can you help us look at the market and look at some other options? Because we're going to need to move somewhere else. So some examples of that happening, getting a notice at the last minute from the hospital that your loved one is being discharged tomorrow. I can't tell you, this is common, or maybe even this afternoon, and you don't have any time to do your homework. There's no time. You have to just make this split-second decision, and you just have to hope you got it right. Frankly, usually that doesn't go as well as you had hoped it would. So you just pick a place because of this almost no notice for the discharge at the hospital, and you just go with it, and you hope like heck you got it right. And a lot of people, they didn't get it right. They just picked a place, and they went for it, and now, again, it's not going so well, and they need to look for another place. Senior Care Consulting helps people in that situation all the time. Another one, very similar to that, but that last-second discharge notice is when your loved one is receiving rehab at a skilled nursing facility. Usually, the discharge notice is a little bit better there, but it could be kind of a last minute as well. Your loved one has plateaued. Your loved one has met their goals. There are a lot of reasons that you're discharged from rehab, and so Medicare will only pay through the next 2 days. You have 2 days to find a place. Your loved one's not able to go back home because they need more help than that's available. You're going to have to find a place. Where do you want us to send them? And your head explodes. You're like, oh my gosh, you know, we're doing this again. Those are a couple of solid examples. Again, happens every single day. Another one, you depended on a rating from Medicare.gov. You know that Medicare.gov and that nursing home compare, they give you a star rating. 1 star is to 5 stars. 3 is average. 2 is below average. 1 is well below average. 4 is above average. And 5 is well above average. So you counted on that star rating from Medicare.gov only to realize that the rating does not tell the whole story. There's a whole lot more to it than just ratings or numbers or of stars on a page. And if you get into anything less than that, like one of these opinion polls where they, you know, do the 1 to 5 stars, I wouldn't put any stock in those. They're just, it just doesn't work. And there's a specific reason for that. I may get into that later. You took a recommendation of a friend. And your friend said, oh, yeah, this place is great. Or your doctor may have said, oh, yeah, oh, you should go here. Or a coworker or someone from church. You depended on someone to say, oh, yeah, this is a good place. Well, let me tell you a story. That's a great recommendation, but you should take that into consideration, but you should be independent in doing your own homework. Here's the problem with that. I can ask 10 people staying in the same place. I can ask them one simple question. Hey, how's it going there? And guess what I'm going to hear? I will hear 10 different stories from Steve. It was the greatest place ever. To Steve, that was the worst, most horrible place ever. And oh, by the way, everything in between. It's too subjective. There are too many levels of expectations. People go in with different levels of care and different needs and different situations. It is all over the board. You cannot depend on that to base your decision on. You just can't do it. Don't do it. You need to take it into consideration, but do your own homework. Make your own selection. You trusted one of these free referral services and you just picked a place that they had on their list only to realize they don't work for you. They got a giant kickback from the place they recommended and now you're stuck in a place that this free referral service recommended to you and you realize, oh my gosh, this is not good, right? Well, all I'm going to say about that today is you get what you pay for. Okay. You get what you pay for. We have helped so many people who went through one of these free referral services find another place because it just did not work out for them. And right after the break, I'm going to continue this conversation. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. All right, so let's talk about, as you know, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time at all, if I get a lot of questions in a short period of time, I'm just feeling like that's a little bit of a nudge that my listeners in the marketplace, they need to know this. Because if a lot of people are asking it, then they're probably not the only folks having this question. So I've had the question a lot here lately. If you're living in a particular facility, and again, whether that's an assisted living community, memory care, long-term care, also known as a nursing home, what if you want to move? Can you move? And if so, do you have to give a notice? I've been asked that a lot. And again, I've been working with lots and lots of families who have that regrets, that the buyer remorse, that they're wanting to look at some other options and probably move their loved one to another place that's just a better fit. So can you move from one place to another? And if so, how much of a notice do you need to give? So first of all, the giant loud answer is yes, and absolutely yes, and heck yes, you can move. You are under no obligation to live in the particular place, especially if you're not happy with it. I think you should try to work out any issues, try your best to resolve them. But if they're just not getting resolved to your satisfaction and you want to move, then here's some good information for you. If you're living in an assisted living facility, a lot of people think you're locked into that for a year, and you are absolutely not locked into that for a year. Now, the price may be locked in for 12 months, but your lease is a 30-day agreement. So in assisted living, you give a 30-day notice and you're out of there. That's it. That's it. Don't let anyone else tell you anything else. And sometimes if you're needing to move for medical reasons, sometimes they'll work with you on that 30 days and they won't even charge that. So sometimes they don't have to, but sometimes some places are really great about it and they'll do that. So you can do that with a 30-day notice. If you're living in long-term care, again, also known as a nursing home, there is no notice. They bill on a daily basis. So you can be there living there today. And if you want to move first thing Monday morning, or you want to move tomorrow, move. There's nothing keeping you there. That's it. You can move and it's no big deal. Again, if someone tries to pull that, well, you have to give us 30 days notice. That is not true. Not in a nursing home, not in long-term care. You're here today. You can move tomorrow and that's it. All right. So I would encourage you, to do that. Again, if your needs are not being met, you've tried your best to work out whatever the situation is. You've talked to management, upper management. It's just not working. Sometimes it's just not the right fit. And that's all there is to it. Sometimes it's just as simple as that. Okay, but if they're falling down and again, you're having regrets, buyer's remorse, move. Don't stay there. Yeah, but I don't know if I want to move my mom. And they've sat there and they've told for 10 minutes all the terrible things that are happening. Well, what are you thinking? Move your mom, right? Move them tomorrow. Move them today. If it's a continuing care retirement community, it gets a little more tricky. If you moved in there with an entrance fee and say, for example, it's a 90% refund if you should move, you will get, you can move anytime you want, 30-day notice, and then you'll get your refund of that big chunk, that 90%, when they re-rent your apartment. And that could be immediately, or that might be a couple of months or a few months. But as soon as they re-rent that apartment, boom, you're good to go. And they will return that huge lump sum. And there you go. Can you move to another nursing home if you're on Medicaid? Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're in Missouri, you're already qualified for Medicaid in Missouri, you can move to another nursing home that's Medicaid certified in the state of Missouri tomorrow. Now, if you want to move to Kansas, you have to reapply for Kansas version of Medicaid. They're not reciprocal, which is frustrating, but that's the case. And also in Kansas, if you're in a Kansas nursing home, you're qualified for Medicaid, you can move anywhere in the state of Kansas tomorrow. No harm, no foul. It works perfectly. If you want to move to Missouri, you have to reapply for Medicaid in the state of Missouri. So hopefully that is helpful information for anyone wanting to move. And again, as always, if you want help with that, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, can definitely walk you through that. We can do this very quickly so we can get in under the wire of this peak demand coming in about the second week of January. All right. So here in a few days, we're going to celebrate another new year. I can't believe how fast the years are just rolling through here. It's unbelievable. I started a tradition many years ago. My family just loves it. I make a ton of finger food. My kids go nuts over this. They look forward to it every year. And we stay up playing, board games and we toast non-alcoholic, sparkling grape juice for the kids. But, everyone's hugging and toasting and happy new year. It's just a great time. And we just have a wonderful time. I make this serious spread of hors d'oeuvre kind of finger foods. It's just phenomenal. And we just have a great time doing that. I make these Captain Crunch chicken strips. They're ridiculously delicious. This very specific egg roll from an old Chinese restaurant from Topeka. They're the best egg rolls on the planet. I get close. It's still not the same, but they're pretty good. Waikiki meatballs, chicken flautas, tortilla roll-ups, espinaca. A little smoky, some barbecue sauce, fruit and veggies, and all sorts of other stuff. It is so fun, and we just have the best time. And I just cannot wait to celebrate with my family and a few close friends to ring in another new year. All right. And then in the couple of minutes we have left, I'd like to thank our partner sponsors, Mr. Remodeler, celebrating their 50th anniversary. What an accomplishment and what a landmark, anniversary that is. Keith Blay and Mark Worth providing home remodeling services to age in place. Great guys. Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, David Wiley and all of the great people there providing hospice and palliative care services. Home Care Assistance, Kansas City, Dane Johnson, the great folks at Home Care Assistance, KC, providing excellent home care services. The Masonic Cancer Alliance, Hope Crable, Ashley Spalding, Dr. Doolittle, and all of the wonderful people there, the outreach network of the KU Cancer Center, and then the Neptune Society, providing cremation and services and prepaid burial services, and they do a wonderful job. And I'd just like to ask you, if you need any of those services, reach out to our partner sponsors. They are the best. And then, of course, I also want to thank everyone at Entercom and Talk 980 AM for all of their incredible support. John Stoffer, Rich Deutsch, Mark Groves, John Mintert, our producer extraordinaire today, Darren Wilhite, and Ron Moore. You all take such good care of me, and you make me sound better than I do. I have to say that. So thank you, gentlemen, for all of your support over all of these years. Definitely couldn't do it without you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hey now. Hey, you're too kind. And also want to thank our sponsors. I already thanked our sponsors. I want to thank our listeners. You, the listener, we have thousands of people listening to this program each and every week. And I just can't thank you enough. So listeners, thank you for tuning into this program. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week and next year right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.